needs to learn to crawl. And then some other strokes I can never remember. And a real good joke. Do you feel like swimming? Do you feel like swimming? Yes, right now. I know a way to swim all the way downtown. I know a way to swim all the way downtown. It's a lot like swimming. First time over your head. It gets easier when you move your arms and legs. And for air you lift your head. Why don't we try it right now? Yes, right now. Yes, right now. Well, I know a way to swim all the way downtown. I know a way to swim all the way downtown. Well, I know a way to swim all the way downtown. I know a way to swim all the way downtown. We'll go by way of the garden, fat with tomatoes and beans on the vine. Sweet, like the way it was, like swimming for the very first time. Do you feel like swimming? Do you feel like swimming? Well, I know a way to swim all the way downtown. I know a way to swim all the way downtown. I know a way to swim all the way downtown.
And welcome to 10 dozen minutes of lightning crashing with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead and Jick is on the line.
Is lightning crashing over where y'all are?
Well, it was a little earlier, but I was thinking more of my new nephew was born the last night, and I was trying to think of songs about people giving birth, and lightning crashes was the only one that came to mind.
Oh, so that's what that thing meant.
What thing?
Your, that thing?
No, that was my attempt to say you had 30 seconds before we came live.
Oh, no. I didn't think that the guy... All right, so Mr. Skullhead sent me in the Skype chat a what looked like a smiley with a cock and balls for a mouth, :3. Really like an upside-down cock and balls for a mouth, which would be weird. So I guess if you did :B, it would just look like a guy that was getting it in the nose.
Right.
No, not B. 8. I don't know what balls look like. I never learned to look down. So there was a thing with a baby on it, and that's apparently what it meant. So that's Big Sis?
Yep.
She was... All right, that also makes sense why the baby's last name is Latino.
Right.
Okay.
So I posted that on my Twitter, and in Flickr. Why would you have seen my Twitter?
Well, Mr. Skullhead, I follow you on Google Buzz, so I see all of the creepy things that you say about, like, parties where you're spanking people and, you know, having circle jerks at Nightmare on Elm Street night.
That was a rad party.
The Nightmare on Elm Street circle jerk or the spanking party?
No, that was not the spanking party. That was the lesbian orgy party that happened to have a couple of ass smacks in between people.
I see. Lesbian orgy party. What was your role in the lesbian orgy party? Creepy onlooker?
Impartial observer.
Ninth wheel? Oh, I doubt that you were impartial.
I was partial to continuing to observe.
Yeah. So you saw yourself in Nightmare on Elm Street? Google Buzz does tell. Well, okay, congratulations to Big Sis and you on having another nephew. Your family's starting to have a lot of fucking kids in it, Mr. Skullhead.
That'll probably be the end of it, though.
For everybody?
It's, like, I am 90% sure that we're not into having another kid. And I'm pretty sure they're not going to want to either.
Because your first one turned out so terrible.
No, it turned out so great. You know, how do you follow that? You know, what would he be the opening act for?
Yeah, okay. And little sis already has her tubes tied?
Yeah, if not physically, then metaphorically, yeah.
Or is such a cauldron of venereal disease that no seed will ever take root?
Ooh. Give her?
just kidding. She doesn't want kids, though?
No. She feels like she's screwed up enough in the head that she doesn't want to have kids. And just screw her up in the head further.
But I blame her upbringing.
Yeah.
In its proximity to you.
So they named the baby, and this is the one place that I can talk about it, because, like, my family reads my Facebook and my Twitter. So they named the baby Joseph. And and they want to call him Joey.
Huh.
And they... So Joseph Raul Calvo. And so I got a message from my sister after the baby was born that said, we're thinking either Luciano Thomas or Joseph Raul. And before I could respond, she said, oh, the voting's closed. We're going with Joseph Raul. And I had already started writing, like, Luciano all the way. That's cool. That's a name that nobody has. Like, some idiots are going to call him Lucy, but it's not going to matter because he's going to be getting laid left and right. You know, like...
It would be weird, though, given how much his father looks like Desi Arnaz, for him to be named Lucy.
Right, well, they would call him Luke.
Right.
And spell it like Jean-Luc Picard. But there are so many cool things about that name. So I said,
I mean, what is actually weird is him being named Joey when his dad is actually a kangaroo.
Yeah. Well, see, that. So I wrote, you know, Joe is just kind of a dull name, you know, and Joey, like,
my dad was named Joe. And so was my grandpa.
That's right.
I was about to talk some shit about Thomas and say that Raul was much cooler, so.
You know, I actually had written on my virtual hand, ask Jick what his dad's name is before starting on your Joey rant. I just forgot to read it. But, you know, I feel like it's a name that's not... It hasn't been out of favor long enough to come back into favor, and it's not... I don't know. It's not modern, and it's not archaic. It's just kind of a name.
I mean,
like, I wouldn't name a baby right now. Joe.
My bizarre traditionalist in arenas where I can do a lot of complaining. I like a Joe. I like it. Like, you know, I am seriously considering. I'm seriously considering if I have a son, naming him something like Frank or Henry,
Bill or George, anything but Sue.
Yeah. My line has fairly standard names in it, you know.
Yeah, when Luciano was on the table, though, it's like, well, that makes sense. You have Andrea, Francisco, Isabel, and Joe.
I think that's fine, man. I mean, like, Luciano is a weird name.
Yeah,
Luciano is a weird name. That sounds more Italian than.
It's not a weird name if you're from Acapulco, which his father is.
Yeah. Is he actually Mexican?
Yeah, he's... Well, yeah, people from Acapulco get mad if you call them Mexicans.
I see. So he's Acapulcan?
Yeah. Acapulqueño. Yeah, I don't know. I immediately thought of Joey Tribbiani from Friends.
And, right, or Uncle Joey, Dave Coulier's character right, from Full House.
And Baby Kangaroos, and that Concrete Blonde song about Joey. And
right, like, but I mean, you'd always Joey know exactly from, how to phrase yeah. it if you couldn't, you know, if you weren't angry at him anymore.
Joey from New Kids on the Block, Joey from Blossom. Like, there are no positive associations with Joey, so I got in trouble, though, for saying
that. You never met my buddy Joe, the physicist, but there's Joe, the physicist. He's a cool guy.
There's Joe, the plumber.
He look in microscopes and doesn't afraid of anything.
Yeah, so I got in trouble for texting and saying, oh, I was really hoping for Luciano. Joe just seems kind of dull. But, you know, I'm sure that he can have a dull name because he's going to be, you know, genetically predisposed to being talented and good-looking, like, made kind of a joke of it, but... You don't joke with somebody right after they've given birth. Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also asked if I could call him JR.
I like your choice, right? Like, well, I'm extremely dubious about your choice of two middle names. Because I feel like giving somebody a name that makes it hard for them to fill shit out is, like, just weird. You know, I'm not saying that it's, you know, the same as, you know, beating him as a baby. But it's in the same ballpark.
Oh, dude, I'm doing that, too.
Okay, well, yeah. I guess as long as you got all your bases covered in that ballpark. Your name's Josh. I mean, your name's Mr. Skullhead, which is totally common.
I have no attachment to my name at all. I barely recognize, you know, I barely answer to it. And there were, like, 12 Joshes in my school, and... I would have rather been fucking Luciano.
I kind of feel like you can't avoid the sort of social undercurrent that causes names to come in and out of favor, right? I mean, yeah. My name was supposed to be weird because my dad went through his early life as Joe Johnson, mm-hmm. you know, and wanted me to have a name that nobody else had, but then Zachary caught on. So then I went to school with a whole bunch of Zachs. And I spent violence. A lot of time while I was in grade school playing Zaxxon.
And you were a Lego maniac.
That's true. I was a fucking Lego maniac. Yeah. Still am a Lego maniac, for what that's worth. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I'm partial to Henry because I could see a Hank.
Yeah.
You know, and it's five letters shortened to four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about four letter names. I always name my MMO characters with four letter names so that it's easy for people to talk to me. And I guess Jick is kind of an extension of that. Like, it is a hell of a lot easier to send me a private message in this game than it is you.
I know. I wish that Mighty Bjorn would have been the account that caught on, but you can blame your buddy from Illinois.
Yeah, I can. That was weird.
Like, what? He's Bjorn? But I'm Mighty Bjorn, and he knows that damn well.
I know. Weird things. In weirder news, when Hot Stuff first signed up, he wanted to be called Phoenix.
Wow.
But it was already taken. That would have
made it a lot more efficient.
That's how he ended up with the stupid-ass name that he has.
It would have made it a lot more efficient, because you could have just kept the same name for the person who was giving you a blowjob.
Yeah, I guess that's true. During you're acting as though there is some transition point between those two.
Right. I guess it would have been confusing.
Just been sort of nonstop. Well, eventual stop, I guess. So you saw yourself a. I think have we played out the name conversation?
Yeah, well, I was gonna say that she. My problem is, I think Joey is a terrible nickname, but they're all over it. And she gave him the initials JR, and both people who have said, "Oh, can I call him JR?" She's got, "Fuck you, never call him JR." Like, well, then don't. Name him J. Like, if we had said his name is Oliver, but if you call him Ollie, I'm going to stab you in the face, maybe we should have picked another name.
Yeah, like, I feel like the Joey thing is fine until he's, like, 15 and doesn't want to be Joey anymore, and he's not going to be able to convince anyone that he knows to call him Joe, so he's going to have to, like, just cut off ties with everyone he's ever met and, like, move to a new state and go by Joe.
And they're all going to be mad at him, but eventually they're going to call him up and say they're not angry anymore.
Yeah, remember when Larry started insisting that everybody call him Lawrence, and I was the last fucking guy that couldn't remember that, so I was always offending him?
Yep.
Like, oh yeah, I'm just going to keep calling you the name that you told me your fucking name was when we met, because that's how people's brains work.
Right, right. Yeah, little sis has gone through 8 or 9 iterations, but she's going to be Evie to me until the day she dies.
Oh, is she an Evelyn now?
She went through Evie, EJ, and landed on Eve.
Eve? That doesn't make sense. Eve is like its own name, right?
Yeah, but
is Eve actually short for Evelyn?
It's the first three letters of Evelyn.
Well, yes, okay, I know that, but...
In the same way that Joss is an acceptable nickname for me.
Yes, it is. Although, we get confused, because I spend so much time talking to Joss Whedon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is to say no time at all. Had my chance, but I didn't know who the fuck he was, and also was told not to speak to him.
See that guy over there?
Yeah, you know, it's their kid, right?
Yeah, well, after that, you know, she sent me the diatribe. Kind of, that was a dick move, and you should shut up. And I was like, you know, you're right. That was a dick move, and I should shut up.
Oh. Well, at least you guys get along.
My goal was to... I thought that I was getting in before they had landed on the name, so that I would just be making fun of a potential name for their child, but...
Yeah, but you still don't want to do that, because then what if they do settle on it?
Well, that's okay, because before they're settled on it, you're just making fun of the name, but I got in after they had already started thinking of him
as Joe.
Right,
so now you're making fun of a baby?
Yeah, now you're saying that my kid has a dumb name, like...
You know, your bad association with Joe... Like, there are so many people named, like, Joe DiMaggio. Perhaps he'll grow up to be a hero slash philanderer.
And we'll wonder where he's gone.
Yeah. And someone will say to him, Christ, Joe, that's somebody's daughter. And he'll reply, they're all somebody's daughter. But, you know, that's what makes him a hero. Yeah, I shouldn't have said he's a hero and a philanderer. I should have said he's a hero because he is a philanderer. Well, I mean, I guess he's a dead guy now, but... Perhaps Francisco and Andrea's son will just grow up to consume massive amounts of just choice tail.
Hmm.
I mean, that's probably going to happen anyway. He's got that. Yeah. If he's got his dad's Hispanic good looks and his mom's tits,
they'll be lining up.
I can't even picture what your sister looks like. So it doesn't mean anything. I can picture what her face looks like, but I've always been very, very chaste in thought regarding your sisters.
Me too.
Oh. Sorry, I couldn't stop myself from laughing during that statement. So yeah, you saw Nightmare on Elm Street. What happened in that film?
What'd it do? You know, during the movie, I kept thinking, this is really slow and not particularly well plotted and not as good as the best in the series. But then there would be a great scene or two that would elevate it, you know, scare me or impress me. And I'm like, okay, that was pretty good. But it took until the next morning. Like, I walked out with a pretty positive feeling about it. But then the next morning I thought, well, now, wait a minute. They killed Freddy in a warehouse, not in a boiler room, yet all the kids keep dreaming about the boiler room anyway. Wait a minute, he's a child molester, not a child murderer, but he still has the razor glove that he was using with his molestation, but nobody noticed. And it just, it got dumber and dumber the more time I spent away from it, so, yeah.
Was he not a molester in the original? Like, I was never sure. Like, the opening scenes of Nightmare on Elm Street, is that supposed to be when Freddy was still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, so he actually had that glove when he was a real-life dude.
Yeah, the,
I mean, I must have watched that movie 50 times, but I have not seen it in, like, 20 years.
The last movie, because I just watched them all again recently, the last movie before the reboot had the backstory where he was murdering kids while he was alive, and had, a little kill room, and all kinds of different gloves. So, and he had a daughter, but he didn't kill her. Yeah.
Huh.
So instead, he's a child molester with a razor glove. who lives in the basement of the preschool because he's the gardener there.
Maybe he uses that glove to mow the lawn, and he's just trying to be environmentally conscious. Conscientious.
Well, one of the dumber things is they show a like a flashback of a little girl showing her mom that she has these five big cuts on her back, or scratches on her back. And yet, after that, the characters are trying to insist that maybe they made it all up and it was just, you know, repressed memory syndrome. After they've showed us that clearly this thing happened, and then they kind of flip that script around again. Because it was written, it's four different scripts combined into one, and boy, does it show.
Yeah. What I had heard was that it was just kind of a pointless remake. That it didn't add anything.
Yeah, some of the scenes were cool. It was nice to have another Nightmare on Elm Street movie. If they hadn't tried to make it, they kept referencing the first one, which never reference a good movie in the middle of your kind of crappy one. It made the contrast all the more stark.
I can't recommend it. I have to, in the interest of disclosure for the things that I'm about to say, I am not sure that I have actually seen the original Clash of the Titans all the way through. I remember it fondly, but mostly I just remember, like, that Ray Harryhausen is awesome.
Right.
And, like, the scenes of him, like, fighting some skeletons, which may or may not even be in Clash of the Titans.
No, that's in Jason and the Argonauts.
Okay, so that those scenes are, I think, what gave me my lifelong love of, like, killing skeletons in video games.
Uh-huh.
Right? Which is just, like, my favorite fucking thing, for what it's worth. Anybody who ever wants to make me a video game as a gift, I want to kill a bunch of fucking skeletons, and then I want them to drop shit that I can use to kill more skeletons, or that I can take back to town and sell to people. Mm. If I could kill so many skeletons that I make an entire suit of armor out of bones that's, like, twice as big as me. Yeah, I don't know, man. I remember really liking the Medusa fight in the original Clash of the Titans.
Sure, yeah.
I remember liking... I don't remember who that red dude was. You know, the kind of scorpion-y guy?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what that dude was called. But, like, I really like the stop-action stuff. I just really like the way that looks, right? And I saw the new Clash of the Titans was, like, last night. Like, I sort of fucked up my whole week. We did that scavenger hunt that just turned into so much fucking work and kept getting rescheduled and rescheduled and rescheduled until it was, like, on the same day that the item of the month needed to be done.
Right.
And we were just like, well, fuck, we're already committed, so... So we did. Did you look at my blag post about it?
Yeah, I haven't. I skimmed it. I haven't looked at it in all detail yet today. So.
It was neat. I think people had a lot of fun with it. We got a lot of compliments, and then drank a lot of fucking beers. So I ended up just, like, working all day Sunday, and then spending all day at home today. But last night, after doing the sort of massive amount of work that the fucking item of the month turned into, we decided to go see Clash of the Titans, and, like, it was pretty bad. I'm gonna just say it. It was a pretty bad movie.
See, I kind of figured it would be. Adam.
Yeah,
was,
so did I. Adam, I mean, was super excited to see it. I wanted to see the spectacle of it on in a theater, right? Nightmare on Elm Street, I can see whenever. Like the Alice in Wonderland movie, it was between Alice in Wonderland and Clash of the Titans, and I was like, you know, Alice in Wonderland just feels like a DVD movie to me, and not a movie theater movie. But, you know, the lead, Perseus, was like, it was sort of like, well, okay, what action heroes are cool? Well, there's the guy from Crank. Okay. that's enough thinking about that. Let's make him like the guy from Crank. And so it's like, all right, so here's this, like, kind of, you know, theoretically, like, a period piece, you know, it's set in imaginary fantasy Greek mythology times. And, like, Perseus is just kind of an asshole action hero. Right? Like, and there's, like, this girl that you don't care about, and then all of the heroic action is saving this different girl that you, like, extra don't care about. even though there's like a scene where, oh, look, she gave some poor people some bread. I guess that means we like her because she's a good guy. And like, I don't know, man. It's like, all right, we're gonna set up this schism in the like adventuring party that we're you know gonna establish. Like, we've barely developed these characters, and then we're gonna set up this adventuring party, and then like, oh man, who's with me? Oh, everybody? Okay. What was the point of this fucking who's with me scene when every single person is gonna decide to come with me, and then literally everyone but me is going to die in the next like 30 seconds? Like, the Medusa fight was, the environment was really cool. Like, it looked like it would be a neat level in a video game, right? Like, it was very like, oh, it was God of War in the flaming hell temple thing, right?
Yeah.
Not so fun to maybe watch like a movie in. And the CG for Medusa looked like it was from 10 years ago. Everything else in the game. Yeah, it's a video game. That's the problem with fucking modern movies, is that they're video games. Everybody is accustomed to seeing these giant, awesome, super complicated panoramic views of like temples and labyrinths and ice caverns and mountain volcano chasms and shit. That's like, that's what everything looks like now.
That's kind of the impression I got from watching the trailer to Clash of the Titans, is just generic Lord of the Rings knockoff fantasy. Just kind of,
I mean, it was definitely more over the top than Lord of the Rings. Like, Lord of the Rings took place in fairly stylized, I mean, it's not even stylized nature. It's like they found a place in the world that was just like, oh, this is like, you know, New Zealand. It's like, all right, here's a forest, only more so. Here's this mountain that is like just like three mountains combined, you know? And like, I don't know, I guess they probably did some tricks to increase the extent to which that was the case visually, but like when there was a shot of like some dudes running along a mountain in Lord of the Rings, I believed that there was a camera in a helicopter following some actors as they ran along an actual mountain,
right?
You know, whereas this was like, okay, every single part of this world is either a temple or clearly used to be a temple. And then they're like, oh, sweet, now there's a wizard in the party for whatever fucking reason. There's like a djinn. And then they needed him for some crucial moment where, oh, no living human can pay the ferryman. Oh, wait, that djinn, he's not a human. I'll pay.
Lord.
I think that maybe part of the problem with modern action movies, like spectacle epic movies, is that now that they can make action sequences really, really long without it being prohibitively expensive, they do, because they feel like that's what people have come to expect. And like, not only are the action sequences so long that they're boring, but you also just don't have any time to do any character development at all.
Yeah.
And it was like every line, you never just saw these dudes living their lives, which I feel like is what makes you like a character, right? Just a very calculated slice of life is what you see that makes you feel like these characters are real people. But like every single bit of dialogue was like the fucking Independence Day speech. And in a movie which had, you know, not too many pages of script, the number of things that they repeated, just ridiculous, needless exposition, was, I don't know. It was a bad movie. I'm glad I saw it, but it was a bad movie. I sort of purposefully didn't seek anything out about it, because I was like, you know, I just want to go and watch some special effects. And
I think that I'm hoping that we're ending the phase in which directors go, I can put anything on the screen that I've ever imagined, so I can have a unicorn fighting a giant squid if I want to, and people will be impressed, because come on, it's a unicorn fighting a squid. So they do it without any creative spark, any interesting character design, art design.
Yeah, like they've just done all this shit with zero context.
Like, if you're going to have a Medusa, make it look like something other than just like the most generic version of that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I like Medusa with the body of a snake and some boobs and some arms and some snake hairs, but
I give it a little
style. You know, the
I think
Medusa
like...
that I like is the Medusa from that old arcade game Hippodrome. Even though I think she was a Lamia and not a Medusa, but I like a snake woman. I think she had a sword too, which Medusa had a bow.
I'm thinking of like, say the Harry Potter movies, like Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, where the werewolves in that had a design to them. They didn't just like take a dude, make him huge, put hair on him, give him a mouth. A huge mouth, and
they didn't just put an animatronic endoskeleton in the corpse of Michael Landon,
right?
To make their werewolf
endoskeleton.
He was a teenage werewolf, you know.
Yeah.
I almost couldn't think of Michael Landon's name. I started the sentence assuming that I would be able to think of Michael Landon's name, so my pacing was a little off because I couldn't actually.
See, I was just picturing them doing that with Michael Landon from Highway to Heaven.
Yeah.
This werewolf is not scary. This is more a zombie.
Yeah, and I think he has a Bible. I don't know anything about Highway to Heaven. Was he like an angel?
Yep.
And he would go around just improving people's lives?
Yep. It was touched by an angel before touched by an angel was touched by an angel.
I don't know anything about Touched by an Angel. Could you show me on the doll where the angel touched you? I'm sure that joke has been made a number of times.
Yeah, they're the bad touch by an angel.
My house has one fewer giant dead tree next to it.
Excellent.
Yeah, finally got a quote that wasn't just retarded expensive to get rid of that tree. And, I was like, hey, can you just cut it into firewood and leave it for me? And the guy's like, sure. And so now there are all these fucking logs that are way too heavy for me to carry piled up really far away from where I want them. So I don't know. Let's see. Morgan Blair had written into the Radio Bugbear. No, Salsa Shark said, not to belabor a point, but please repimp the St. Paul Frontalot show with me and Bloodfart in the pre-show. Also, if Skelly's description of the show didn't do it justice, go to vilificationtennis.com. What's the date on that? The 15th?
14th.
14th. 14th in St. Paul, Minnesota. Go see everyone. Skelly will give you a hand job if you tell him the secret password. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what the password is.
Yeah, you're going to have to tune in to Savin's show tomorrow. To hear the secret password.
Cool. Morgan Blair said, regarding the survey showing 86% of KOLers are hetero, that's actually surprisingly low. For example, only 4% of voters in the last presidential election identified as GLB. Urban centers have the highest percentages of non-hetero folk, but even San Francisco tops out at approximately 15%. New Hampshire tops the list of U.S. states with 6.6. Oh, as a state. So at 14%, it sounds like Lothingers are ridiculously gay compared to the U.S. at least. Yeah, I would describe our player base as pretty gay.
Yeah, I think that was why they were surprised. They were just like, really? Because you all seem totally gay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you asked, like, the captain of the football team, he would say that everyone who plays Kingdom of Loathing is gay.
Mm-hmm.
If you asked a cheerleader, she would probably be a little more charitable about it, and she would say, ah, they're dweebs.
That's what the kids say.
How come
say
nobody
now,
gets called a dweeb anymore?
I think a nerd and geek have pretty much won the day there. What do you call somebody if you don't like them now? As it seems like nerd has gained a certain amount of street cred, as has geek.
Yeah.
I guess anything delivered with enough vitriol would do.
Monk. According to Riff. That's never going to catch on.
Oh, by the way, if you enjoy listening to Radio KOL, you might want to go and donate a dollar or two to Radio KOL so they can stay on the air, because they are donation-driven.
Should we go on a pledge drive now?
As are we all. Pledge season's coming soon. First world problem.
Is that what it... Is that a pledge season? Like
NPR, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a fraternity.
I figured that was just like, what would a wealthy liberal complain about?
Mm-hmm.
Having to listen to Pledge Week on NPR?
Guns. X-Danstick says, hey guys, just wanted to let you know, a backlog of podcasts, including 6 hours of Radio KOL, got me through a 7-hour drive on 3 hours of sleep on Friday. Thanks for helping me not kill myself. Although Jick arguing about immigration and gun control almost made me. Yeah, but if you listen to the commie pinko liberal hippies take away your guns, how are you even going to kill yourself, man? I guess you'll have to stab yourself like that pussy Elliot Smith, because he wasn't man enough to use a gun. I don't know, you know, like, I feel like it's insensitive of me to say that Elliot Smith was a badass.
I don't think he would appreciate being referred to as such.
You don't think so?
No. And you don't think of Elliot Smith as, like, wearing a leather jacket, riding a motorcycle.
But who doesn't like being a badass? Even if you're like, I'm the baddest ass interior decorator in this town, you know?
Hmm.
Not implying anything there. Just that interior decorators maybe not so tough.
Mm.
Soren Trigg says Severus here. I'm sorry, Severus says Severus here. Any news on the Canadia quest? Also, I started playing Echo Bazaar because of you. Good game, but the turn cap bites. Yeah, I finally got fed up and stopped. Like, I feel like I'd kind of reached a point where I was no longer seeing a new thing every day, and so my novelty-seeking, short attention span ass brain. I'm like a dinosaur. I have an extra brain in my ass, but it's a really terrible brain.
All it does is think about stuff that you sit on.
Yeah, and sometimes things that I poop.
Mm-hmm.
Although I poop almost everywhere that I sit. It's my way of marking my territory.
Yeah, why do I keep begging you to come to my house?
Yeah, I don't know. The Canadia quest is, you know, it's a thing. Every once in a while I think about it.
It always comes up when I go into the Spindler and hit monsters that don't have a picture yet.
Yep.
So I think about it briefly.
Yeah. It is a whole bunch of content in search of a mechanic, and I think we've made everything, you know, the general like content vector delivery systems of the game robust enough that we could do something cool with it. We just still don't know what that is. I don't know. Every once in a while I will be like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. So let's do this. And then I don't write it down or actually go inside and do it. It's always when I'm outside that I think that. Paul Beattie says, what's your thought on Dot Heroes? I was pretty excited about it given the first, like, thing. Wait, is it out?
There are reviews out. I don't know if that means that it's out.
No, it was released in Japan in November, and it's released in North America on May 11th. I mean, I think I'll buy it. It seems like the kind of thing that I would like. I've heard that it's like sometimes a retro to its detriment. Just in terms of like simplistic gameplay, but like, you know, I feel like it looks cool. Like, I feel like it is targeted at dudes like me. So why not make their marketing department work? Not like make them work for their money. Like, you need more tits in your commercial because everybody hates finding tits. It's like the worst part of any job.
Yeah, when I saw
your job is to clean out dumpsters.
When I saw the trailer for Dot Heroes, I went, oh, I will definitely be buying that and playing it. Then I saw it was a PlayStation 3 exclusive, and like, I will definitely be going over to Adam's house and playing that.
Right.
Because I don't think there is a game that would make me buy a PS3.
Yeah, for me, it took a year where I just literally could not think of a single thing to tell my mom to get me for Christmas. And then Arkham Asylum, although I could have played that on any number of other systems, I guess. But Arkham Asylum was really good. That was the thing that really put my PS3 through its paces.
You know what I mean?
As Charlie says, what are you, fucking Mexicans?
I hope you're asking for ID before you fuck them.
If you fuck them, they just keep coming back. Get it. It's like feeding... They keep coming back to bring you your illegitimate children.
I was thinking with you, they keep coming back to go, no, that didn't do anything for me. Try again.
Ah. Diss, dude. Mm. Well, you know, I mean, you know what they say about Mexican men and their penises.
No.
Yeah, I don't
know. Enlighten me.
Yeah, that's a spicy enchilada. Because it's sort of covered with a viscous red sauce.
So, are you saying that Mexican men who are uncircumcised have picante sauce for smegma?
Yuck, dude. Why did you have to take it there?
Because it's awesome when I can get you to say yuck.
Yeah. Oh, good. We should do an entire show that's just you trying to gross me out. StarCraft 2 announced release date for single play. Like, I'm so bad at StarCraft 2 multiplayer. I just have not even wanted to play the beta because I don't enjoy just, like, getting my ass kicked 1,000 times in a row. But I am really looking forward to the single player because, man, that looks fucking cool. And I'm looking forward to what the mod community does with it. And I hope that they don't get beaten up by the punk community before they do it.
Is it the mods and punks or is it mods and rockers?
Mods and rockers. I don't know.
Barbie.
Did mods turn into punks?
Yeah.
What did mods do? Did they wear sweaters?
They rode around on Vespas, I want to say. Like little scooters of some sort. They wore jackets with targets on the back, which seems like a bad plan if you're going to be rumbling with people.
Huh. Why do you reckon a target is what it is? Like, I mean, I guess it's a way of delineating how accurate your shot is, right? Like what is ostensibly the point that you're aiming at. So that explains it entirely. But not like it makes it easier to see. The implication of it, the kind of contextual texture of it. It is a thing that draws your attention to something and makes you want to attack it.
Right.
Yeah.
As Zelinda says, what was the name of the song you started the April 28th show with? It's fucking awesome, but Google has never heard of it. That was Totally Rad Vision Quest.
Yeah, I K-mailed Zelinda with the details, but I did want to mention it on the show. Because I figured I'd forget, or he/she, because Zelinda is a hermaphrodite, might not be listening to this show. So
Totally Rad with 2 D's and an exclamation point. I think...
Two exclamation points, actually.
That's right. You can get
they're
you
not
can buy
called
that
Totally
on
Rad more. They're called Dazzler.
Huh. You can get the Totally Rad EP on Amazon, though.
Oh, really?
For download, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know they had made it to that extent. Not that having an EP for download on Amazon is making it anymore.
Sure.
Let's see. We can radio Bugbear question. For those of you who are listening and interested, the item of the month is basically going to roll at rollover tonight. I think it is ready to go right now. It ended up just being a ton of work. Tried to do something simple, but we just fucking can't anymore. What the fuck? And next month is June. So this item of the month, it's not like it's complicated. It's not hard to use or anything. It just does a whole lot of stuff, required a whole lot of content and a whole lot of coding. C.D. Moyer was a wizard. Mr. Skullhead was a wizard. Everybody was a fucking wizard. And we all dug
late
into our force bags and produced quality content.
I stayed up late one night just to make sure that I got all that content to you in time. And then 3 days later, the item came out.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's good. It's good when I can make you feel bad about me working harder than you, because that doesn't happen very often.
Well, yeah, no, if anybody's interested in what I was doing that week, instead of working on the item of the month, you can look at my Tumblr blog at oljick.tumblr.com, oljicktumblrcom. And it's up there. It's a whole set of details. Hot Stuff worked harder on it than I did, but it did take a lot of my time. And I don't know. Yeah, I feel like people had fun. I feel like it went over pretty well. And it was neat, you know? I like making people have fun. That's what I want to do with my life.
Force them. If you have to.
Yeah. Jesus is a Girl says, can we please get a spleen semi-rare? I mean, we have the lunchbox and then the tasty tart and the distilled fortified wine. Why no spleen? Well, because those are sort of meant for beginner players, and spleen items that do good stuff is kind of an advanced game concept. Also, how about a Mr. Item that is a brown paper bag dispenser, which lets you pack your own lunch like a Nobgoblin lunchbox? Maybe two food, one drink, or one drink, one food, one spleen. That would be weird. I feel like that's essentially like a Mr. Store item that's just like, hey, have 30 more pulls in a softcore run, which feels to me like such an advantage that it would be kind of a dick move to have it as a what's it, as a thing in Mr. Stores. Ardlin says, can you make it so the last Nemesis Assassin drops the Nemesis Familiar's equipment if you already have the Familiar? You have to ask Riff. I don't know why that would happen. Like, I think I may have accidentally broken a seal on this whole other ways of getting familiar equipment thing. Since nobody uses the arena for anything, and anything that requires you to use the arena to get anything, to get its gear is like something that like is irrelevant in a run, which is not usually what we want. What are the weird ones? The Bugbear is a weird one. The Bandersnatch is so good that it's worth either pulling or arenaing for the... I'm sure it's just pulling. The Stocking, I guess. Even though that's just kind of a jokey for fun familiar. Your sister could give her middle... Her kid the middle name Kieferfun, and he could be Joe Kieferfun. Joe Kieferfun. That's the thing I just said. Only interpreted it in a different way, referencing something we were talking about earlier in the conversation.
You're a strange lad. Is it weird when I call you a lad?
I don't know. Aladdin, the house. Linguini Lad says, so why is the seal hide snare called a seal hide snare when it is in fact not made of seal hide? Dude, I don't know. I think those items were written and themed before we were exactly sure where they were coming from, or before Riff was sure where they were coming from. And he says, I don't know if you guys created the KOL fan page on Facebook, but y'all should make a fan page for Crack Rocks. We didn't, and no, we shouldn't. So which path is it that you can get the Balls of Steel skill? Managenarian or Brostafarian? Managenarian is the new path where you can only eat a dick.
Right.
Or a bag of dicks, if you're lucky enough to find one of those.
Oddly enough, Brostafarian is the same way.
SnuffStyle420 says, if discovery recipes exist for rainbow pearls, could a few items be made that give people the recipes, a la depleted Grimmicide items? Well, they do exist, but they work in a different way than the depleted Grimmicide items. Those, you can only craft the item if you have the recipe and know how to do it. Right, and we don't want it to be like that for rainbow pearls, because that doesn't make any sense, because the rainbow pearls were the thing in the environment that dropped. We have discussed briefly on a number of occasions the idea of making rainbow pearl jewelry pulverizable into a rainbow pearl so that people could get the recipes for it, for people who really wanted to, but then we're afraid that would create a lot of that, like, rental thing that we don't like. It part of me is like, you know, caveat emptor, like, it being a kind of a threatening environment makes it so when you meet people that you trust, it's more meaningful. But I don't know that that's a real thing. Tobold, a guy who's Tobold's MMORPG blog, I read, because so many people have Tobold's MMORPG blogs, but I read Tobold's MMORPG blog. He was talking about playing EVE Online and how he just wanted to see what it was actually like in EVE Online if you just, like, leave protected space. And he just, like, went out in his ship, and these dudes just fucking destroyed him within, like, a minute for no reason at all. And, you know, he's just kind of talking about how, like, you know what, I don't like this game, because it's just, like, a sandbox full of bullies. And, I don't know, I feel like that's what happens if you let people do whatever they want. You know, so in our sort of relatively unfettered capitalist game economy, you know, there's advantage to ripping people off, and so people are going to get ripped off, I feel like, in general. And that sucks, but at the same time, I don't want to cripple everything or do the sort of crazy bullshit that we would have to do on the back end. That, you know, that rental house forum thread is getting a lot of traction in the hearts and minds of the player base, and it is just so implausible to do it that I'm afraid it's just ultimately going to end up with some disappointed dudes.
Yeah, I was going to post in there about that being, you know, every time people keep suggesting this and it's just not feasible the way the game is made. But I remembered that argument never works for people.
Yeah.
You just say, well, it might be hard to do, but it's something that is absolutely necessary for you to do, so you better do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you do it. You think it's such a great idea.
No, you. That's like the best comeback.
Yep.
Steam says, Dear Jake Company, the skill description for Claws of the Walrus says it gives melee damage, but the wiki says it gives both melee and range damage. Is the wiki wrong? I think that it gives the kind of plus damage that's applied to both. I don't fucking know. It definitely predates those being two different things that we could give to things. But that whole setup is really, like, it's really dissatisfying, the way that those things accreted. The trouble with the authentic, organic experience that is KOL is that gotta do a lot of shit based on, like, dubious 6-7-year-old decisions that didn't necessarily have much of a rational basis back then. And now their rational basis rhymes with inertia.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think the reason that I never really did the thing that I was going to do, which was to be like, all right, some stuff that gives plus damage is going to give plus range damage, and some stuff is going to give plus melee damage, because that makes a lot of narrative sense, is that it would, like, I think by and large it got to the point where I was like, well, you can't take the range damage away from Claws of the Walrus, because then that makes plinking even lamer, and plinking's already lame, and everything sucks, because plink, 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 lame, suck. Which, you know, I'd probably feel that way. Although I'd be pretty fucking excited about the combat macros, I would. And I think dudes are. There's a lot of people using them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them being passed around and shared, according to the statistics that CDM has. I would maybe not mind digging into that a little more and maybe posting some stuff about how that works, because I feel like there are people who would be interested in that sort of data mining. We don't do nearly enough of that. I feel like if somebody from a real company watched us for a while, they'd be like, dude, what the fuck?
Why don't you mine for data?
Why aren't you leveraging your synergies and shit?
We should go play some music.
So okay.
I can pee. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
To spend. that'll be a queasy. There's a breeze that makes my breathing not so easy. Well, I've had my lungs checked out with x-rays. I've smelled the hospital always. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Times when the day is like a play by Sartre. When it seems to fuck my knees in perfect order. Like I gave the doctor my description. I've tried to stick to my prescriptions. Alive. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. We'll play by a playback. I could change the test results and I will get back. I've watched the summer evening pass by. I've heard the rattle in my bronchi.
can. In the morning he'll tell someone the last thing that I said. When I told him that Montana was a leg. From the beginning there was something about it staring me in the face. I should have guessed it right away. When it started with the feeling that ended in a leg. And it seemed to me Montana was a leg. A leg. Now I get it. I'll tell the person next to me. I'll say Montana was a
And we're back.
Cool. I was wondering when we were going to be back.
Well, at that time is now when we're back.
Cool. Did you do anything exciting during the break? Did you pee?
I did, and I switched laundry from the washer into the dryer.
Well, not like you took all of your dirty clothes and replaced them with different dirty clothes.
I switched laundry with my neighbors.
That's cool. Yeah. Because your neighbors are Japanese schoolgirls, and that's your fetish?
Yeah, I love wearing me a Japanese schoolgirl outfit.
Mm-hmm. My implication was that you would get their dirty underwear.
Oh, I see.
Thanks for that chuckle.
I was just thinking of washing it and wearing it. I don't know.
It was really charitable of you. Yeah. Let's see. Cloud Strife wrote, the images for the Bounty Hunter Hunter is the same as the Untinker. How can he be both on the right side of the tracks and the wrong side of the tracks?
They've never been photographed together.
A lot of dudes look like that. Yeah. Ironically, the images for the Pretentious Artist and Doc Galactic are not the same, but everybody thinks they are.
I think it's just the glasses.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's when dudes look similar in real life, it's hard not to make stick figure representations of them look similar.
Right.
Minty Giant says, when one has multiple chat effects running, is there some sort of formula or something to ensure that each has an equal chance of firing? No, that code is a fucking mess. I think that they're in an order, by and large, and, like, having certain ones makes it less likely that certain others will fire. Sometimes, but not always. I really don't know. Code's a mess. Needs a revamp, but it's also super not important. And, you know, I guess there's people who care about it. It's important enough to come up every once in a while. Minty Giant cares. He seems like a good dude. Yodo says, will KOL ever buy into the Play Now, My Lord style of ad banner? If so, what would the largely bosomless stick figures be flaunting? I feel like it was funny exactly once for those ads to be parodied.
Right.
And I think to advertise that way genuinely just sort of makes you a butthole. Right. Because Ebony is a butthole.
I did enjoy the some other MMO had a big tittied woman on their ad and it said, she's actually in our game, my lord.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of funny.
The thing that Vaginal Bloodfart says, the thing that Howie Mandel doesn't do anymore because of a brain thing is shake hands with people as his germophobia gets worse due to his OCD.
Right.
He also says, my parents are in Germany visiting my aunt, and I told my mom to get one of those sandwiches you're always raving about. She was unimpressed. Is she doing it wrong, or were they only from one specific place? I think she's doing it wrong. You know.
She fails at
the
sandwich.
I don't like the same kind of food as everyone else, right? You know. It's just the perfect sandwich for me. Except it, you know, no, the banh mi's are not better than the donors. Someday, darling, there's a sandwich for us. Can we eat it before I turn to dust? Good sandwiches all over the world. I should make a television show where I eat sandwiches in different countries.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to eat the shit out of some fucking doner kebabs when I'm in Germany in like a month.
You should at least
be fucking delicious.
At least to make sure the show's on pay cable so you can say stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The misanthropist says, yes, how was the 1-2 punch? Who cares if the Baby Ruths don't float? Try Three Musketeers, very light and airy. Well, so the Baby Ruths didn't float, and you couldn't see them in the bottom, so you didn't get the joke, and we just felt like the punch would eventually turn a kind of a gross yellow-brown. You know, it just tasted like lemon. I didn't really drink any of it. And it's a good thing, because I also didn't just fucking fall off the edge of the world drunk the way Hot Stuff did. Three Musketeers, we had considered, like, when we were discussing what candy bars would float, Three Musketeers and Milky Way were the ones that came up like they might. Three Musketeers especially, because it's got a lot of air in it, like you said. But Three Musketeers look less like turds than Baby Ruths.
True. You know, years...
Go on.
Years after, I stopped going to the YMCA pool because I believed I had encountered a turd in the pool. I heard about the Baby Ruth joke.
Yeah.
But it was too late. It was too late to go back to the YMCA pool.
You could have gone back and eaten it to see if it really was a turd.
Hey, is that thing still in there 3 years?
You're rolling the dice, but if it comes up in your favor, free Baby Ruth, soaked in chlorine.
That's been sitting in a pool for 3 years. Haven't you guys cleaned the pool? No, this is the YMCA pool.
Oh, this was a Minnesota YMCA?
No, it's a... It was the Prescott YMCA pool.
Oh, you said 3 years?
Yeah, well, 3 years after the initial encounter.
Oh, okay.
When I heard about the Baby Ruth joke.
I've always felt like the YMCA is a thing that you do if you just don't have any other options.
Yeah, well, it was the community pool that was close to my house.
I see.
So, you know, like, in junior high, if I wanted to go swimming, that's where I would go.
Yeah, never having had... non-zero interest in swimming, like, especially with people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll enjoy a hot tub, perhaps with some young ladies, but a pool, meh.
You tend to do night swimming exclusively.
Yeah.
By which I mean you only swim with people whose last name is Knight.
Yeah.
While we talk about Crimbo stuff.
That's true. Oh yeah, we do. We do have our annual pool party meeting where we discuss Crimbo,
which I always leave going, "Okay, we have Crimbo totally done."
Yep.
Because for some reason in my mind, having like the barest bones of an idea of what to do
takes a lot of the pressure off, right? So
well, it just means that it's done. So like when you were talking about how we needed to get started on June's Out of the Month, I was like, "Oh dude, we're done." It's in the bag.
What do you mean? What do you mean we need to get started? We have a vague idea of what it's going to be.
Several of us have posted vague follow-ups to that vague idea.
Yeah. It was weird that when I called out for people to propose two ideas that you had had the exact same two ideas that I had had.
And you know, I would
unless
tell
you're
you.
Just making that up, but I believe that you weren't.
No, I would tell you if I was just pretending that because I didn't have any ideas. No, I was going to
I mean, it just
propose
means that that's what
two.
We should do, right? Yeah. Like just pretty clearly, if we both independently arrived at the same thing, that's what we should do this year and next year.
Yep.
iClub U says, today my supervisor said, I'll make a note of that, and I really wanted to say and abbreviate it ANUS. Thanks, guys. I haven't been saying that a lot lately.
Yeah, that popped up again somewhere else, too.
Lucy Space says, what do you think about the PvP idea of putting the fight results into profile pages? That's kind of neat, actually. Just a sort of a little rotating, I don't know how it's been suggested, but just a little thing that's like a rotating out a line at a time text field that just says, such and such beat this dude in PvP. This dude beat such and such in PvP. If PvP didn't suck so awful, Lee.
Yeah, I really wish that we would finish that PvP revamp that I have nothing to do with, so I don't know why I'm saying
that. Yeah, it's just so fucking fraught with... Like, I don't know, man. If it's going to be... You'll see. If it ever happens, you guys will understand. You guys will understand why I'm wringing my hands and wringing my stomachs, trying to squeeze out whatever makes me think I'm a cow, have multiple stomachs. Severus says, have you thought about adding more demon names? Yeah, we've thought about adding more all kinds of shit, Severus. you know, I would not have wanted when we came up with the idea of the demon names for there to only be as many as there are now. And it's, you know, it's a vector that we think about every once in a while. But then it's a little weird because I feel like it seems like the kind of thing that it would be really easy for us to come up with ideas for, but then it always turns out not to be. Although, the same thing was the case with Turtles, but then once I actually sort of put my nose to the grindstone, I feel like that worked out pretty well. You know, honestly, it was doing formalized brainstorming on it, where it was like, all right, your job this week, among the other things that are also your job this week, is to come up with 20 ideas with the idea that we're going to use 6 of them, right? You know, just I feel like we've gotten a fair amount of mileage out of that methodology of just like, all right, I'm going to ask people for 3 times as many as I think that we need so that they will maybe come up with twice as many decent ones as we need so that we will have enough as we need. Yeah. And, you know, seems to be working. Greenin72 says, Dear Jake, how many bug reports do you guys get over the bugbear nowadays? I would hope not too many, as I also hope the people who know how to send you $10 are smart enough to know when the error is intended.
Let me just be
clear. I mean, some of those people were just smart enough to farm the peak and buy a Mr. A and get it, but I don't know. You know, I'm in my ivory tower. I'm so far from the fucking bug reports. I got layers. I've got middle management. I've got, I don't know. Our friend who's a producer at LucasArts was talking about how George Lucas refers to all producers, regardless of their gender, as girls with clipboards. Which I think is kind of funny. Like, maybe the thing that George Lucas needs to do in order to make me like him is to just act like an asshole.
Oh.
Because it was like, that's the only thing that I've heard about George Lucas ever that made me think, like, oh, that's kind of funny. He's just as misogynist as me. I don't know if that's misogynist or not. Is referring to an ineffectual dude as a woman misogynist? I guess it's pretty significantly misogynist.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, boy. Yeah, because I didn't really stop to think through the implications of that.
Oh, here's a suggestion that we're going to do right away. I looked in the bug reports and saw... she starts out with, I've played several female characters, and I'm a female myself, and getting sick of all the text in the game that assumes the player is male. And ends with, since there are parts of the game that assume your sexual orientation, maybe there should be an option for this in the character creation, and the text of monsters could be dependent on this, and also the opportunity to make sure your character has no gender and be addressed by they or it.
Uh-huh.
I remember there was one I experienced as a female character that assumed I would want to have a gorgeous female model on a desert island with me. This is silly. There are a lot more humorous opportunities if you include more gender identities and sexual orientations.
Yeah, I would... No. No. No, there aren't. There are more, you know, humor opportunities. Like, write different jokes for... Oh, well, what happens if somebody who is genderless but lesbian has to, you know, be on a desert island with somebody?
You know, it's a fantasy game. We're not saying there aren't any gay people in our game. We're just saying that the character that you play is either a heterosexual male or a heterosexual female. That may seem limiting, I know, but you can't play as a gnome either.
It's like, but Mr. Skullhead. Okay, I mean, it would be more because that you can't play as a black guy,
right?
Or you can't play as a hippie. Because that's the thing that people actually are. You know, like, up to 5% of the population of the United States identifies as hippie.
Right. So we're assholes for not... You know, I've known maybe 3 transgendered people who have played our game, and I'm not sure that that's a big enough sample set that we need to rewrite all of those parts of the game for them so that you can have a character who's the same person as you.
Somebody was really excited that Echo Bazaar lets you specify genderlessness.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's where I'm just going to be old-fashioned.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care if your hardware matches your software, but just pick one and go with it.
Yeah, I mean, because to me it's like, you know what? If you have a wiener, you're a man. I don't know. We've had this conversation a million times. Odie Tick says, I love KOL. You know, another way of interpreting the letters that make up that guy's name are a phrase that you often utter, O, tit, ick, because you're gay and are grossed out by naked ladies. Like Zoe Saldana and the girl from Nine Songs. Chef Wolfgang says, hello, I was just wondering why Jack prevents me from winning at the MMG. I know you and Scully have codes you type in to prevent me from winning. Please stop. Oh, right. I forgot. I forgot to type in the codes today to stop Chef Wolfgang from winning at the MMG. Did you remember to do it, Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah, I got it.
Ah, good. Ah, I can always count on you. Sweet. Jorn says, hey, jickass. That's not funny. You're never going to get somebody to take your ideas seriously if you just put ass at the end of their names and then call them that.
Yeah, Jorn ass.
Yeah. Ash. Although it would be funny if somebody walked up to me in the real world and called me Zach ass. I would probably be more inclined to subscribe to their newsletter. Hey, jickass, here's an idea. How about when we equip a melee weapon with two ranged weapons equipped, auto-unequip the second ranged instead of making us redo everything? Okay, thanks, pal. Dude, I don't know, man. There are all these questions. There are all these things that you got to pick a behavior or another. And one of the things about KOL having been developed over such a long time by so many different programmers, I mean really three programmers, but still, is that not all of those decisions are being made by the same people, and many decisions that are being made by the same people who made previous decisions are not made on the basis of any rational consistency. So, you know, a lot of cases where, all right, we got to decide how this is going to work. What do we feel like would be the most natural way for it to work? And then we do it. And then there's probably a portion of people who don't like that. Although, I guess, you know, instead of... I don't even know what that means about making us redo everything. What happens if you have two ranged weapons equipped and you try to equip a melee weapon? So, this code predates there being melee and ranged weapons, and it especially predates they're being dual-wield, so, like, all that shit is messy. If we redid it, we would remove some feature that was the only thing somebody liked about KOL, was the particular behavior of equipping a custom outfit. Or whatever. Jorn says, actually, on second thought, if you could just make the mirror shard like the wand, not needing to be equipped after the first, that'd work too. That, I'm pretty on board with, actually. No, I don't know. It's one step from there to say no good reason not to let you shop at the knob store, no matter just having the outfit and inventory. For that particular one, I can understand how that would be pretty frustrating.
Right. And then...
And then,
I like Alaka Being's suggestion that cooking two of the six tiny goat cheeses together with anti-cheese would yield a tiny courtroom drama.
Right, animals. Because you want 12 angry goats.
Yep.
Yep, I thought that was pretty funny as well.
If we weren't on kind of a familiar overload, that would have been a funny familiar.
Mm-hmm. Like
six tiny goats. Or 12.
12 angry goats. 12 tiny angry goats. Azu says, chances of a non-combat increasing familiar? I'm thinking it'd also be 1.125x leprechaun. Okay, maybe not leprechaun, but the familiar could be cowardice themed somehow. My first thought was a pygmy hunter skilled at monster avoidance, but that's kind of against the point of being a hunter, isn't it? Some kind of tour guide? But that doesn't exactly mesh with a familiar, more just a person or something. Do we have any familiars that are people? We have like a gnome. The Hunchback Minion. He's a dude.
Yeah. He's a lot of dudes.
Pig. I'm worried about offending pygmies by implying that they're cowardly.
Didn't we talk about a non-combat increasing familiar and conclude that there weren't enough places that that would be useful?
I don't know. Well, one thing that we would have concluded back in the day was that we'd already, because of the where is it, the gallery or the conservatory song, that there was no place for it. But that logic has been changed so that you can have more than five sources of plus combat or plus non-combat, and you start to get a really rapidly diminishing returns after the first five sources. I don't know if people know that. I don't know that anything has been released that actually goes past it. At this point, it'll happen though. Pyron says, "Is your refrigerator running Linux?"
Ho.
Yeah, and that's why every time I open my refrigerator and try to make a sandwich, it's like, sorry, this refrigerator doesn't support ham. Why don't you go to somebody else's house if you want to eat a fucking ham sandwich?
No, what you'd have to do is get online and have somebody walk you through the 20 steps at the command line that you have to do to download the ham packet.
What they would say, actually, they would tell you how to do it, and you would say, I already did that, and it just didn't work, and then they would ignore you. Yeah. Or they would call you an idiot. They would tell you again, no, do it again. I'm like, okay, I did it again, you prick, because I can fucking read. Man, I hate Linux assholes. Sorry, any Linux assholes that are listening.
Did you say
present
you hate
assholes excluded.
Did you just say that you hated any Linux's asshole?
Yeah, man.
Who am I to disagree?
The teeth. Ugh. Sahona says, what does Jake think of breaded popcorn shrimp boiled in beer? I don't think I've ever had breaded popcorn shrimp boiled in... I don't think I've ever had anything boiled in beer. Hmm. Seems like it'd probably be pretty good, though. Yeah. Although, I don't know. When I'm eating shrimp, I prefer, like, just a shrimp cocktail. Breading doesn't add much to shrimp, in my estimation. Breading doesn't add much to very many things, in my estimation, actually.
Yeah, you're getting out of the breading school.
Yeah, my deep-fried food phase is nearing an end. I do like a shrimp. Just like a really cold shrimp. Pick it up by the tail, dip it in some cocktail sauce, squeeze some lemon onto it, spoon some horseradish on it, and then, like, you're not hungry anymore because it took so long. For you to prepare your single shrimp.
I like the shrimp cocktails you can get in Rocky Point. That are just like a big glass full of shrimp and cocktail sauce and stuff.
That tends to be how they do it in Vegas, in my experience, too. A bunch of tiny shrimps.
Yeah.
Does somebody have to shell each of those tiny shrimps individually?
Boy, I hope not.
Or do you think they have, like, a machine that does it? Because, seriously, how could something like that cost, like, $5? How could you possibly get somebody to shell that many shrimp individually for that little money? I mean, it is Mexico. They don't have any laws. Maybe that's why Mexico's economy is so good. Does Mexico actually... Like, what kind of natural resources does Mexico have? Anything to speak of? Like, they don't have any oil, really, do they?
I don't know, maybe. They could have some oil.
They have tourism. They have underage prostitutes. I would describe their strippers as natural resources, but they're usually augmented rather than natural. Back alley surgeon inserts some hockey pucks into their breasts.
Yep.
Yatsu Fusa says, hello, Jake Griffin Hot Stuff. How is the revamp of the Typical Tavern quest going? Well, there's not really a revamp of the quest going on, although I had an idea that I kind of like about revamping that, the actual rat quest. But, yeah, I don't know. It's very back-burnered. Kenny Kamikaze says, whenever I see a white person with a fro, I refer to the fro as a wafro, a white afro. Is this weird? I wouldn't say it's weird. It's not very funny.
I prefer Jufro.
But what if they're not Jewish? What if they're, like, just a regular guy?
Ah, then Jufro.
It's because Jews aren't regular guys.
Right, right. There's got to be something to describe the Art Garfunkel fro, too, which is kind of a, like, I don't know, Irish afro?
Maybe it's an Art Garfunkel fro.
It's a Garfunkel.
Art Garfunkel fro. The elf. I was thinking about Art Garfunkel for some reason today, and I don't know why. Oh, I was masturbating.
Yep.
What was he? There was some television show that he was on in some really weird capacity. It was like somebody would only have sex with somebody if they dressed like Art Garfunkel. Flight of the Conchords. Yeah, that was a good show.
It was.
Giga Shadow 555 says, "Can we please have 1 week without a controversial radio show? I love you guys, but you're driving me crazy. Crazy like a Asian."
So apparently last week, our discussion got so loud that the sound carried upstairs to the baby's room and came through on the baby monitor that Jess was listening to.
Neat.
She's like, when I came out, she said, "Oh my God, are you guys still friends? You were yelling at each other so loud." And I said, "I didn't think we were that loud." She's like, "I heard it on the baby monitor."
Huh. Where is she that the baby monitor is closer than you?
Like, I'm in my office, which is underneath our bedroom, which is way at the back of the house. She's in the basement living room, which is underneath the front of the house.
Okay. I also feel like you don't think it's a little irresponsible to hire, like, an underage lizard to watch your kid?
No, he doesn't watch the kid. He's in the basement with Jess.
Oh, okay.
The baby monitor receiver is upstairs.
Are you not worried about her going to jail for contributing to the delinquency of a monitor?
I don't know. I've contributed to the delinquency of both of my monitors. I've looked at hundreds of Google pictures of beer.
Have you actually done that?
Maybe.
That's
just the things that finish. I search for again and again.
In case you ever want to go to a party at Mr. Skullhead's house, he masturbates to pictures of beer. So I don't know if you should trust him around a bunch of open containers of beer.
Well, you know, when they're not Photoshopped and in lewd poses, I can usually resist.
I see. You know what would be perfect for our tandem masturbation is a picture of Art Garfunkel drinking a beer.
Exactly.
And then if there was a dummy, Hot Stuff could get in on the action, too. A lot of only masturbating to X jokes on radio shows lately.
And not enough jokes about, "I cannot masturbate to that." Break it again.
Gratis says, "Please consider allowing clans to change their names for a 1 million meat fee." I'm actually okay with that. Somebody earlier, though, had asked if we had considered letting players change their names. I already flushed it. Because no. No. Jatopian says, "What do you think about that GD thread wherein people have difficulty proving they're human? I don't know what you're talking about." It was Robin. "Has the KOL development team ever considered providing name change services, still tied to account number, though, in exchange for a nominal fee / Mr. A's? If it has, what have been the biggest stumbling blocks?" Well, probably the biggest stumbling block is in anything that we do is that I don't want to do it, because I don't like the idea of people changing their names. I don't like the idea of people being able to, like, disappear without disappearing. Mm. You know, you can just make a multi. If you're doing that, you're probably doing something sketchy, and you don't deserve to be, like, rewarded by allowing you to keep all your stuff for doing something sketchy. They don't tell you this in computer science school, but the things that you learn in computer science school about, you know, best practices and things like database normalization are often not really the right thing to do in the real world. And so it'd be nice if KOL's database was totally normalized. It would be a really super nice database for the 15 people who could play simultaneously on the most hardware that we can afford. So database super not normalized, which will, if you change your name, there will be all sorts of places where your old name is left over in historical stuff, which would just be weird. Because somebody will see a message from you, they'll type your name to reply to it, and then it wouldn't get to you. Like, granted, probably wouldn't happen that much. Doing it for a Mr. A would just be kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
And I feel like, although nobody feels like, even me, I paid Blizzard $20 at one point to move a character from one server to another server. So I could, because everybody that I knew and used to play with had moved on, and it was a PvP server, so I was tired of just getting my ass raped all the time with no support system, so I just moved to a PvE server with some people that I knew who were newly playing. And I don't feel like that's unreasonable at all. I understand that it's the kind of thing that, like, they couldn't just do it willy-nilly at the press of a button, right? Just like we couldn't just, like there are things that you can do in KOL that, like, we just can't have people doing all the time because it would cripple the database, like, you know, removing everything from Hanks or whatever, right? People sometimes are like, hey, can we get a put everything in the closet button? And no, you can't. Like, we understand the need for that, but it has to be limited, because if anybody could do it at any time, it would just be horrible. Same as moving a character from one World of Warcraft server to another. I feel like that's probably a fairly intensive process that they have to go through. I don't feel weird that they're charging me an entire month subscription fee for that one-time service, right? Like, I mean, it's like, in a way, maybe I would feel weird if I didn't, like, if I had never tried to run something at a data center, right? But, like, you know, not that we're in remotely the same ballpark as them, but, like, I do feel like it would be really sleazy for us to offer services like that in exchange for a Mr. A being destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I was... I already feel like custom titles aren't worth it. Like, but people love them.
Yeah,
and so
they're worth
clearly
it to people who buy
it's
them.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's what?
They're worth it to people who buy them, so it doesn't matter if they're not worth it to you.
And figuring out, you know, like, coming to the realization that, like, you know, why don't we just give two for a Mr. A... Like, that made me feel a lot better about it, but I don't know. It was... Part of it is just my distaste for commerce in general, but, like, yeah, no. I don't want you changing your names. I especially don't want to charge a Mr. A for you to change your names. You know, you made your bed, now you gotta sleep in it. It's kind of the way I feel about clans, but as a meat sink, maybe so.
Yeesh.
Nicodemus says, hey gang, longtime listener, first time writer, I wanted to thank you for the game and comment on what you've been saying about content driven by demand. It is your game, and if you can check if the people complaining have ever bought a Mr. A from the... Yeah, well, okay, so the problem with that is just because somebody has not donated doesn't mean that their opinion isn't valid, and we go back and forth on this, and it's frustrating, and it was a hard thing to come to terms with, but, like, to a large extent, it is the player's game, right?
Yeah.
Like, we write content for us, but we run and, you know, I don't enjoy maintaining a virtual economy, like, at all. In fact, I hate having to think about it when I make decisions, but I do have to think about it when I make decisions because, you know, these people, as they are often, not all of them, as the worst among them are often to quickly point out in the forums, often quick to point out in the forums, are the ones who, like, sort of keep us in bacon and eggs in the morning, you know? So we, yeah. It's not that simple. It is not as simple as either of the sides of those interminable forum arguments about, like, well, look, you know, this game is free, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. Because, I mean, clearly there are things that we could do which would maybe be what the fuck we wanted that would be terrible ideas in terms of people's ability to enjoy the game, right? So, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's complicated. It is the bundle of contradictions wrapped in a bundle of enigmas that it is the basis for our day-to-day decision making.
I feel like we tend to err on the side of screwing ourselves over in favor of the player base rather than the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, we tend to decide not to rock the boat too much.
Well, and the other thing is we also tend to stay so far away from that line that people can be saying, no, this would be totally fine, and we'd still be uncomfortable with it. Like, how long it took to come up with an idea of the sending an email to somebody who hasn't played for 6 months. Like, how long it took us to finally say, okay, we should do that. Right. Just because we hate getting emails saying, like, you should come back and do this thing. It's like, how can we do this and not be totally lame?
What's nice is that, you know, like somebody will say in the forums, wow, this is just a bullshit cash grab. They're clearly only in this for the money. And our community is on the ball enough to know that that's not true. They still, you know, sort of trust us and like us and are quick to come to our defense, which always makes me super happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I feel like something that, because there is no ethical vector to capitalism, right, just inherently, something that a lot of people don't believe, but that I believe very firmly, is that the best way to make money is to deserve it, like, rather than, like, tricking people into giving you money. And it seems like because tricking people into giving you money is more effective, that's the vector that things tend toward. And I think that's bullshit and is responsible for all of the things that are bad about the world. You know, because it just sort of becomes like, you know, my fundamental problem with democracy, you know, you just are always going to elect the person that is the best liar. Is my fundamental problem with capitalism, which is that, you know, you're always going to give your money to the person who's best at tricking you into giving them your money, unless you work really, really hard to be a responsible spender, and you just can't, right? There is not enough time in the day for you to effectively vote with your wallet on every issue that concerns you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just wouldn't ever do anything other than research the things that you were spending your money on, and then your life would suck. Yeah, that's what I think. Reaver Killer says, no converters for white space. You have to deal with that shit yourself. Yeah, that's a funny joke as a language. Justin Arm says, Scully likes Bat for Lashes, right? Is he the only one of you that does? Scully, what's Bat for Lashes?
A woman who does, like, kind of Tori Amos-y stuff. I tell people it's kind of like Tori Amos and kind of like Regina Spektor, but without all of the annoying vocal tics.
I don't know who Regina Spektor is.
I figured you wouldn't.
Oh, gosh. I didn't realize we were having a hipster contest.
No, I didn't mean that, that, like, you uncultured swine. It's like, she's somebody who has had a couple of singles on the radio.
But, back in the day, I was a fan of some Tori Amos. Would you describe Tori Amos as having annoying vocal tics?
Occasionally, she gets, like, the kind of, every cover that Tori Amos has done. Where she's like, I just play the piano really slow and sing really slow and hit every S for a long time. Like, her cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit. Like, with the lights, it's less dangerous. I think is how that went.
I mean, to be fair, that was a duet with a snake.
Right.
You couldn't see it, because it was slithering around above the line of her skirt.
Right.
Tori Amos before she turned into Madonna, but I don't know. This is probably because I like Tori Amos's music from her rape victim years, but not from her empowered woman years. Like, I don't know, man. Like, she gets, once she gets really enthusiastic, I tune out. So,
right. You should check out some Bad for Lashes. There's a chance you would enjoy it.
Okay. And who's this other lady? Regina Spektor?
Yeah, I mean, she had a single that was really popular, and then the rest of the stuff of hers that I've heard is just kind of breathily saying nonsense syllables, I guess. Ani DiFranco, too. Like, Ani DiFranco without the annoying vocal tics.
I like Ani DiFranco. I just don't like the music. I don't like the backing music. Like, I kind of like her voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the first half of Little Plastic Castle is really awesome. I really, really like that, like, 30 seconds of music a great deal. But then it just, like, as soon as, like, the horns kick in, it's like, you know, this is just not appropriate music for this writing, in my mind.
So you just need an album of remixes of Ani DiFranco stuff.
Or, I mean, so, you know, like, Untouchable Face is the one Ani DiFranco song that I just really, really like, and unless I'm remembering it wrong, the entirety of the backing track for that is just, like, single notes being played on a guitar.
So...
Right, so it's just a song. I want to, you know, when I listen to Ani DiFranco, I just want to listen to the words, and I don't know. I guess you could say that I would have, you would expect me having said that to maybe feel like Joanna Newsom's second album and third album was not as good as her first album because the music got more complicated, but I feel like it was actually done really, really well on those albums. Well, so I gambled. And I got my mom The Airplane Over the Sea for her birthday. In addition to, because I got her an iPhone for her birthday. She wanted an iPhone, but I also wanted to give her those were just some gift cards, so I wanted to give her a real present. So I was like, this might be too weird for you, but I like it a lot. And she liked it, so I'm pretty happy about that. Of course, she would probably tell me that she liked it even if she didn't, so fuck.
I'm still, I was doing a little music swap with Vaginal Blood Fart. I said, did you remember to grab In the Airplane Over the Sea? He said, yeah, I've heard a couple of those songs and they didn't do anything for me. And I said, no, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
You need to listen to all those tracks in order 2 or 3 times until you think they're awesome.
Yeah. No, until you know they're awesome.
Yeah.
Chef Wolfgang says, I have a good poop story. First, I thought he said, I like a good poop story, and then I was going to characterize his poop story as not a good poop story and saying, you know, I think you maybe think you like a good poop story, but you can't actually tell the difference between a good poop story and a bad poop story. Yes, if we can herd another poop story, and no, I don't have any more poop stories. Poop story. Green in 72 says, Dearjik, I hope you take it as a compliment that I got my girlfriend to start playing, and every time she said, whoever wrote that is crazy, it was stuff you wrote. Yeah. Nice. Whenever, for instance, my sassy lady friend says, you so crazy, I take that as a compliment. In fact, I will run tell dat to whoever I can find.
Did you finally pay someone to just follow you around pretending you're Martin Lawrence?
No. Yes. I think that there are a tremendous number. This actually makes me pretty sad. This tree got cut down, and there are a whole bunch of birds like hanging out on my roof. All what the fuck? That sucks. I wonder how many birds' nests I displaced.
It's all fun and games until you see the consequences of your actions.
Eventually the tree would have fallen and killed 4 or 5 of my neighbors' kids. Right, so I mean it.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been your fault.
Okay, I guess you're right.
Right.
And they have too many kids. There are not enough pigeons in this part of town. I mean, you know, where the fuck are you going to find more pigeons to replace the pigeons that were aborted when the nest fell? These scrambled eggs are an abortion. Actually, there's several abortions if you really think about it. Would you ever go up to somebody and describe something they cooked for you as an abortion?
I liked, it came from a typo, but the idea of the collaboration as two people working together to produce something terrible.
Oh, like somebody a just... collaboration. That really, I feel like it only works in writing.
Yeah, but I went for it.
I thought maybe it was like color forms, but with like, you know, an abortion clinic as a background and things like explosions and protesters.
Yep.
Did you ever have color forms when you were a kid?
Yeah, I remember them being super lame.
Yeah, I remember them being super lame, too.
Excellent.
One thing that I remember was these things, they were really cheap, and I think it's okay that these things were really cheap. Like, they were like, there would be a background, and then a sheet of things that were like sort of kind of like iron-on decals, but the way that you would transfer them onto the background is by placing them and then rubbing over all of it with a pencil.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're sort of stickers, but they were stickers that you could only put on once, and you did so by scrubbing them with a pencil, which, why weren't they just stickers? Maybe somehow they were cheaper?
Well, they were vinyl. They were vinyl stick-on, so you could peel them off and put them on again was part of the draw.
No, the ones I'm talking about weren't. The color forms were like vinyl, and you could take them off and put them on again, but these were like, once they were on, they're on for good.
That's dumb.
And I don't know what those things were called. Maybe somebody listening knows and can tell me. They were really weird, as I recall. But they were something that you would frequently find in, like, I feel like a hospital gift shop. You would find them in the same places that you would find those, like, InvisiClues style. You remember the technology that they used for the Infocom InvisiClues hint books? Right, like there's like a paper with ink on it that you expose by tracing over an area with like this weird piss yellow marker. Huh. There were like activity books, there were like games, they're like, I don't know, maybe like a Minesweeper kind of game or something where your goal was to fill in squares to traverse like a grid without encountering any specific squares. It's like this invisible ink stuff. It was the kind of toy, like, quote-unquote toy, that would be put in, like, a greeting card carousel.
Oh, okay.
And these things that you scrub the... What was neat about the scrub things is that you could, like, you could do just parts of things. So you could, like, if you were careful or skillful or lucky, you could, like, have a dude behind an element of the scenery, like, coming out, you know?
Yeah.
You do just the parts of it that you could see. I don't know. I remember I had one that was like kind of a World War II scene, and I made a dude falling into a hole. And then there was one that was like a castle, and I was frustrated because I wanted to put the guards on either side of the door of the castle, but there was no place to do it that didn't make it look like they were standing at a weird angle. Yeah, I remember that.
Good time.
I remember getting frustrated with a lot of weird things when I was a kid and somehow remembering them for 30 years.
Yeah, no wonder you started making games.
Because I'm upset that the guards don't fit in the castle.
Fuck all to do where you were.
The what?
Because there was just fuck all to do where you were.
Yeah. Sleepy Worm says, Jake, if you like Wesley Willis, I think you'd also like Hemeroy Rogers. One of their songs is mislabeled as They Might Be Giants song, so if you ever used Napster, you might have heard it. I did use Napster, but I never downloaded any They Might Be Giants off of Napster. It's weird how many things got attributed to They Might Be Giants incorrectly. I feel like that Gourds song, Gourds cover of Gin and Juice, was frequently listed as a They Might Be Giants song.
Which, how would you ever, if you had heard any They Might Be Giants at all?
Yeah.
The 88 lines about 44 women... that I downloaded from Napster way back in the day was tagged They Might Be Giants.
I kind of like the words to that song, but I don't really want to listen to the song. Yeah, it's like dudes talking about ladies. Occasional JD says, Jake, you've only seen the censored for cinema version of Taken. It doesn't make any sense to me to censor a film that's only selling point is Liam Neeson running around France indiscriminately brutally killing motherfuckers. Huh, that is weird. So maybe in the unrated version, you get to actually see him drive some railroad spikes into some dude's knees. But I don't really want to watch it again. So,
I like that movie. That was fun.
Hey, it looks like it's around about 7 o'clock. Have you got a check in?
Oh, I do.
Check into cash.
I think you're writing check ins that you're Johnny can't cash. Yeah. Okay, so good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
I see you naked in the bathroom. Cigarette stains on your hands. The wilted flowers in a vase. I ask, how are you? Yeah, how are you? Down the down the